It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
For my returning listeners, welcome back. And for those of you who are new to PEDcast, I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with 4 years of pediatric training and 33 years of clinical practice experience. Today, I'm going to take you back to biology class to learn about a type of infections that, unfortunately, your children are going to get a lot of, viral infections. We're going to review a little basic science so you can understand what is happening in your child's body when they get sick with a virus. Don't you hate when you take your child to the pediatrician and they use the V word, viral infection? The reality is, however, that most infections, especially in vaccinated children, are viral infections. To doctors, we like viral infections. Viral infection to a pediatrician usually means a relatively mild, self-limited illness that needs no specific medicine other than symptomatic measures. You know, grandma stuff. Many parents, however, hate this diagnosis. They want a medicine to take to make things better now. Let's take a little closer look at how viral infections unfold and how your child's body deals with them, shall we? To do this, we must go back to science drive, that intersection between information circle and practical way. Recall that viruses are really not living creatures with a metabolism or the ability to self-reproduce, but rather they are little pieces of genetic material, either DNA or RNA, you remember all that, that have a covering called an envelope or capsule that protects the genes in the interior of the virus and allow it to move around. When your child gets a new virus, these little packets of genes attach themselves to the cells that they infect and enter these cells and take over the cell's activities, making the infected cell become a factory for more copies of the virus, more copies of itself. Those copies then infect more of your child's healthy cells. Greedy little things, aren't they? The cells that are most often infected are the surface cells that line your child's surfaces that touch the outside world, the cells of your child's nose, throat, bronchioles, or intestines. Now, as the virus takes over, these lining cells, also called epithelial cells, first swell and stuff up and function very poorly, and then they begin to release the mucus that they have in such abundance. Finally, the host epithelial cell dies and sheds off with the eventual growing of new, healthy, uninfected cells. That's why your child's nose gets very stuffy early in a cold, that swelling of the surface cells, and then begins to run, you know, let go of the mucus. As the infection takes hold, the virus literally is jumping from your child's epithelial cell to epithelial cell, gradually infecting your child's eye or nose or throat or larynx or bronchioles. That's why they don't get all their symptoms at the same time. They gradually get worse with a sore throat, then a runny nose, then a cough. The process of the virus creeping through your child's respiratory tract usually takes 3 to 5 days, hence what I call the rhythm of a viral illness. Day one, your child starts to feel badly, maybe with some fever and some associated symptoms like a sore throat or a dry cough. Day two, your child feels worse. Remember, the virus is spreading, so there are usually more symptoms and more virus. Day two is usually the worst day with most viral infections, often the day with the highest fever as well. Day three. By the end of this day, 72 hours after the beginning of the fever, new infection of your child's cells is usually slowing down and the amount of virus is beginning to fall quickly. Your child's fever is usually gone by now and your child begins to feel better, but they now have a lot of damaged cells and maximal symptoms like a cold, a cough, a runny nose, and maybe diarrhea. the virus that started out all this havoc, it's usually gone by now because your child's immune system has been activated and inactivated the virus. No more spread. This is what I call the rhythm of a viral infection. Day one, things are bad. Day two, things are worse. And by the end of 3 to 5 days, things are getting better, but the child has the most symptoms like cough or runny nose, etc. Now you know why that happens. Now, most children take between 7 and 14 days from the beginning of a viral illness to repair all the damage the virus caused, clean up the mess, grow new healthy lining cells at the site of the infection. The problem pediatricians have is that when children are sick, they don't come with labels. Your child's pediatrician is an expert at sorting out viral infections that usually need no treatment from other more serious sicknesses. If you have any concern about your child, take them in and let the pediatrician check them over. That's why they're there, to help you. Now, here are some general rules about sickness in kids that might help you know when to go to the pediatrician. Fever in a child less than 3 months of age, automatic. Get them checked. Fever persisting beyond the third day of a sickness, 72 hours, get them checked. Fever present for a few days, then going away, and then returning, get them checked. The child acts really ill, of course, you're going to get them checked. Fever with localized pain, such as an earache, facial pain, or the dreaded chest pain with a fever, get them checked. That's pneumonia till proven otherwise. If your child has any difficulty breathing, get them checked. And if they have a fever along with a rash, get them checked. Well, I hope that helps you understand one of the more common events in a child's life, viral infections. Kids are germ-fighting machines and usually handle the onslaught of recurrent viral infections without difficulty. If you enjoy learning about pediatrics in the PEDcast format, go ahead and subscribe at www.docsmo.com to get an email notice when I unleash new content, usually weekly. If you like podcasts on iTunes, you can get your PEDcast there by subscribing to my iTunes feed. Or maybe you simply just want to send in a comment for others to hear. I'm fine with that. Go ahead. Join the conversation. Well, this is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping that the next time your child gets sick, you'll know how those viruses do their trick. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.